Here in Canada, a liberal left-wing MP was just fined $500 for removing opponent's flyer from constituents' mailbox. Calgary Skyview George Chahal has received a $500 penalty from Elections Canada after an investigation. The individual was seen on camera removing the flyer. If me and you would go there and remove the item, we would have the police showing up. A politician does it, oh well, it's not a big deal. Elections Canada will just fine you. You want immunity? Just join the political class. Also, the anti-mandate truck convoy, which is movement, has attracted far-right followers on social media. They latched on to this movement. We'll be passing through Ontario, so if you're trying to get to work, you might get delayed. I don't understand how people can afford to take time off from work to drive from BC to Ottawa. Who pays for all this? Let's be fair and also state that people have every right to protest as long as no political violence is present. This is what makes Canada an amazing country to live in, and why many of us, like myself, immigrated here. You have the freedom to drive from BC to Ottawa to expose your grievances, and rightfully, you should be allowed to do that. As long as no violence is present. That's why I sometimes don't understand also the attitude of the Prime Minister. To point the finger at this group that's coming over to Ottawa will just instigate the event. So let's hope the protest will remain peaceful. And things will be okay. In the US, Justice Stephen Breyer to retire from Supreme Court, paving way for Biden appointment. What is interesting is that the progressive that harassed centrists like Senator Manchin will now need him in Sinema, Congressman Sinema, to help push Biden's Supreme Court pick through. Isn't that ironic? But that's what happens when emotions over intellect gets applied. We'll get you nowhere, only to lose potential allies. So we'll never know in the division of the Democratic Party if they will agree on a Supreme Court pick. We'll end with news from South American football. The question is, which South American giant will miss out on the World Cup? With Brazil and Argentina already qualified, seven nations are battling it out for the final two automatic qualifying spots with just four matches remaining. Right now, Suarez and Cavani's Uruguay and Sanchez's Chile are both sitting a point outside the crucial fourth spot held by Colombia. And with that, we'll conclude and have a good night.